The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is prime time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Howie Lim. Now, Job Street recently observed a 36% increase in job openings in 2020 Q4 compared to the peak of COVID in Q2 of 2020. Accelerated digital transformation continues to burgeon in industries worst hit by COVID, with an increasing trend of more PMET job openings spotted in the F&B sector. Despite the availability of increased job openings, job applications rose only marginally by 7% in the same period. Job Street data has suggested that job seekers may not be able to keep pace with the rate of change, which could be due to the lack of awareness, education, and skill gap. We speak to Chiu Siu Mi, country manager of Job Street Singapore, for more insights. Siu Mi, thanks for your time.
Thank you, Harvey.
So let's first talk about the current state of hiring in Singapore. What's it looking like?
Based on the observation, when we look at the current state of hiring in Singapore, as a whole, we have seen gradual recovery since post-circuit breaker. So, relative to the peak of COVID, in fact, at this juncture, we have seen about 30% improvement in terms of number of job postings. So, just like today, right, there are more than 50,000 job postings on JobStreet website. And in a nutshell, we believe that employers have moved from survival to sustainable mode. It means employers have transitioned from cost-cutting, managing hiring freeze, to looking for opportunities to move forward.
Which sectors, though, Siu Mi, have bounced back faster than others and which are taking longer to recover?
So there are sectors definitely can go better than others. We notice that the recovery pathway is going to be uneven. So let me take you further. When we look at sectors such as healthcare, banking and finance, manufacturing, these sectors will definitely continue to perform well. It's not difficult for us to understand at all. For example, manufacturing will continue to expand as the need for digital services and the rollout of 5G will support the growth. When we look at healthcare services, it will increase exponentially as a result of pandemic and rapidly growing aging population. So now move on to the other side of the spectrum. What about sectors worst hit by COVID today? So we have also seen some encouraging growth as well. So for example, retail, F&B, so on and so forth. The job opportunities in these sectors have grown by more than double, right? Mm. So this number is huge, yes, as compared to the peak of COVID. So we have also seen most of the employers start to backfill some of the critical roles. However, just now we talked about aviation and so forth.
Yeah.
The border remains largely closed, and we realize that these sectors will continue to have great stress. So sectors like that will continue to remain green. However, there's always bright side of the story. COVID has brought the world to a standstill. It has also inspired growth in specific sectors. So like, for example, we heard about IT, computing, biomedical, biotechnology, so and so forth. Those are the bright spots that will create jobs.
So these bright spots that you're talking about, right, emerging sectors, they face talent shortage?
Yes. The short answer is definite yes.
Yes.
And so this is actually one of the burning topics of today. Just imagine, right, employment opportunities in the emerging roles, in fact, have surpassed the pre-COVID level. So definitely it's a bright spot for local candidates, and those are the quality jobs. So with the speed of transformation, it believes that those roles will continue to grow exponentially. But on the other hand, we have also noticed that while candidates are more agile than before, because our data has suggested that they may not be able to keep pace with the rate of change. So this could be probably due to the lack of awareness, skills gaps, so on and so forth.
Mm.
And therefore, we think that upskilling has become more important than ever before.
So What's your view, though, on the 2021 job market and the job search scene?
So let me offer some of my opinion. So as we are all aware, the overall unemployment rate, we have seen a slight decline in the recent months. So I think that is a sign that the worst could be over. We believe that there's a good chance for market, in fact, to get back to pre-COVID level by end of this year. However, not forget that the Singapore economy, right, is heavily dependent on the global forces as well. And we still need to navigate uncertainties moving forward. So as a result, we are cautiously optimistic about 2021. So that is about the job spectrum. So what about the candidates' perspective, the job search scene in the marketplace today? We realize that pandemic has greatly shifted candidates' mindset and job search behavior. For example, in the good old days, many of us were more selective. Today, we see more candidates embrace a more agile and flexible attitude. And in fact, some of the employment opportunities they have gotten themselves into were not exactly what they had set up to find. So in a way, we also seen a scenario whereby the Singaporean or the candidates can be much more resilient than they realized.
So what's JobStreet's approach, though, Siumi, towards upskilling Singaporeans?
So basically, if let's say today we are going for, let's say, JobStreet website, there are so many jobs, there are very different level of jobs, there are different cluster of jobs, there are different industries. So basically, we know that upskilling is not easy. How does the candidate move from one sector to another? That requires a lot of courage and a lot of navigation of uncertainties and so forth. So with that in mind, JobStreet is hosting our first of its kind virtual career fair. 1st to 3rd of March will allow candidates to get a chance to interact with employer and career coaches. So tap onto the first 3 days of the virtual fair, then they can get to hear from career coaches, they can learn from industry leaders, wildlife streams and so forth. And most importantly, knowing that just now we talk about upskilling is not easy, what sectors do I improve, what skills do I learn for me to move from one sector to the other. So realizing that, we will be offering over $7 million worth of certified courses to be redeemed, in fact, across 6 countries in Asia, and including Singapore, definitely. And with that in mind, candidates can register to claim the free courses at our virtual career fair. And those courses include social media content strategy, digital transformation, e-commerce, innovation in fintech, so and so forth. And these are the future of work. So now, let us bring our candidates up to speed to match up with that opportunities. So I'm also so excited to share about the responses of our virtual career fair conducted yesterday, because it was extremely encouraging. Within a day, it attracted over 25,000 visits, more than 2,000 applications, and over 1,000 live chat interactions facilitated between employers as well as candidates.
Chew Siew Mee is country manager of JobStreet Singapore. You can find out more about their virtual career fair at jobstreet.com.sg. Siew Mee, thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, thank you, Harvey.
This is Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.